Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. We are so glad you're here. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. Okay, so one of the questions a lot of people ask when it comes to cryptocurrencies and other assets is this: what's it backed by? When looking at a cryptocurrency, you might be wondering what gives it value. Let's take a look at cryptocurrencies and how they're backed. This is going to be fun. Okay, so what backs a cryptocurrency? You know, the short answer to this, what's it backed by, is really nothing. When you look at a Bitcoin or other cryptocurrency, there is no underlying asset that gives it value. Instead, the value of a Bitcoin, BTC, is derived from the use that others have for it, as well as the scarcity involved, since there will only be a limited number of Bitcoins available. Other cryptocurrencies might derive value from the demand for the platform they're built on. For example, Ethereum, ETH, is popular in part because its blockchain protocol makes it possible for developers to create apps and execute smart contracts. Additionally, other blockchains can be built using the Ethereum network. Because tokens are used to power blockchain technology, and these tokens, or coins, are also cryptocurrencies, the more popular a platform is, and the more the tokens are used, the more valuable a cryptocurrency is. However, there's no real backing for many cryptocurrencies. Instead, those who use a cryptocurrency for transactions or as a store of value need to have faith and trust in the underlying blockchain. The idea behind blockchain technology is that it can be a trustless system that strangers can use to transact business. In many cases, it can be a way to directly interact with another person without the intermediary services of banks and escrow accounts. Cryptocurrency versus fiat currency. Choosing a type of money or currency to use as a medium of exchange or store of value and having nothing to back it isn't a new concept. In fact, governments do it regularly by issuing fiat currency. Fiat is a Latin word that basically means "let it be done." It comes from the word fieri, which means to be made or to be done. Basically, a fiat currency is one that is declared by an authority to be the official medium of exchange and universally accepted in that country. In the United States, the U.S. dollar is the fiat currency. Now, rather than being issued by a centralized government authority, many cryptocurrencies are decentralized. They are the product of protocols on a blockchain, and they are created by an algorithm. Additionally, many cryptocurrencies are used on blockchain platforms that are governed by consensus, rather than by a central authority. Fiat currencies are backed by the faith and credit of a government. For example, the U.S. dollar is considered to have value relative to other currencies based on the large tax base and the fact that the United States has the biggest economy in the world. When a country is considered stable economically and politically, it's more likely to have a trusted currency. With many cryptocurrencies, that backing comes in the form of the number of people who use the cryptocurrency platform and whether users trust the blockchain to operate in a functional manner and in the way it's supposed to operate. In both cases, however, there isn't anything tangible backing the currency. Ugh! The U.S. dollar used to be backed by gold. Those were the days. With the amount of currency issued limited by the amount of gold held in the reserves of the United States. Today, the U.S. dollar isn't tied to any asset. The same is true of cryptocurrencies. While they might fulfill functions and the blockchain might provide the building blocks for the next iteration of technology infrastructure, cryptocurrencies aren't backed by anything tangible. I know what some of you may be thinking. What about stablecoins? One exception to the idea that cryptocurrencies aren't backed by anything might be stablecoins. There are some stablecoins that are pegged to the value of underlying assets. For example, PAX Gold, PAX G, is tied to gold. Each token of PAX G is tied to a troy ounce of gold held in a Brinks vault. It's possible to see the serial number of the gold bar that the token is tied to. As a result, this particular cryptocurrency is, indeed, backed by something. Now that's intriguing. However, it's not always cut and dry whether a stablecoin is actually backed by another asset. Tether, USDT, is a stablecoin whose price is pegged to the US dollar. Tether is often used on exchanges, particularly decentralized exchanges, that don't rely on fiat currency as standard. Even though there's an assumption that Tether has enough in fiat assets to cover its issuance of coins, there have been questions raised about whether the Tether coffers really have nearly $80 billion in assets to truly represent a one-to-one backing. Plus, there's no max supply of Tether. So the assumption is that USDT would have to keep acquiring assets to hold somewhere as new coins are issued. Tokenized assets. Let's talk about those for a second too. Now, some tokens represent other assets. Tokenized real estate is an example of this approach to finding cryptocurrencies that are actually backed by something. With these types of tokens, a real-world asset, such as an investment property, is divided into shares. Each token represents a share of the ownership. When profits are generated by the real-world property, token owners receive their share. However, the tokens can also be bought and sold on the blockchain, like other coins, and so ownership can change hands in that way. These tokenized assets could potentially represent any number of real-world assets, from a piece of artwork to an investment-grade bottle of wine. Attempts have also been made to create tokens that represent securities, so it would potentially be possible to invest in stock market funds through tokenized representations of the fund. However, it's important to note that these tokenized assets must be trusted as well. Even though the coins are connected to another asset, users need to have trust in the blockchain, including the trust that some transactions won't be reversed. So, how are your transactions protected? Another consideration when looking at currency and money is how transactions are protected. With fiat currency, the third-party institutions buy into insurance to protect assets. For example, a bank pays fees to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, for insurance in the event the bank fails. This insurance can protect your U.S. dollars if the bank fails. Your fiat currency is protected in the U.S. if something happens to the bank. You'll get your money back, or it will be transferred to a new bank if the original bank fails. With cryptocurrency, however, protecting your transactions isn't as easy. If the blockchain fails, you don't have recourse. Some centralized exchanges like Gemini do have an insurance fund designed to protect against hackers, but that protects crypto assets held on the exchange, not against the failure of a blockchain or bad actors who transact through the blockchain. Theoretically, transactions and records made on the blockchain are supposed to be immutable. However, a 2016 hack of an Ethereum application known as the DAO resulted in the theft of millions of Ether. Rather than let that situation stand, a consensus of those governing the Ethereum blockchain voted on a hard fork that split the blockchain at the point prior to the hack. This effectively erased the hack and restored ETH ownership to those affected. It also created an incompatible parallel chain, Ethereum Classic, ETC, that still retains records of the hack. So, while there are ways to get coins back, it's far from certain that you'll be protected. In many cases, it depends on the blockchain and the consensus. Another consideration is that some cryptocurrencies have characteristics similar to centralized currencies. For example, when the KuCoin was hacked in 2020, Tether's team blocked the stolen coins and they were returned quickly. However, Tether was criticized for this move because blockchain transactions are supposed to be immutable and unblockable. The ability to block coins and unilaterally make that choice is a hallmark of centralized currencies. Credit cards, debit cards, bank accounts all come with some level of fraud protection, allowing you to get your money back. There's no such guarantee, though, or even regulations with regard to cryptocurrency. So, even if fiat currency isn't backed by anything tangible, your dollars have some protections built in that you might not get with crypto assets. Here's the bottom line. In many cases, cryptocurrencies aren't backed by anything. There are some stable coins and tokenized assets that are linked to other assets and can be said to have backing. However, some of the most popular cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum aren't backed by any assets beyond the trust users have in that particular blockchain. It's also possible that, in the future, there will be more centralized cryptocurrencies, especially if governments create digital versions of their fiat currencies. For the most part, though, cryptocurrencies aren't backed in any way that's better than how fiat currencies are backed. Each type of currency has its own advantages and drawbacks, as well as usages and rate of adoption. However, as is the case with mediums of exchange over time, any type of money depends on trust and the agreement of the parties involved to accept the currency in return for something of value. And that is our show for today. Man, we dug in deep on this question. If you want to find out more about all things crypto and NFTs and more, you can find us at cultofmoney.com. Of course, just search for Cult of Money on virtually any social media platform, and you can find us there too. Thanks again for stopping by today. We'll talk to you again real soon.